Welcome to DanielsWindow.org, Prayer Week 26, where we watch and pray. What are we watching for? Well, Jesus told the disciples in the garden, says, "I know your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. So watch of the things that come, so that you don't fall into fear, so you don't run away," which they end up doing because their spirit was willing to stay with the Lord, but their flesh was weak and they ran. So Psalms 139 is one of King David. 23 and 24, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." Now, this one is difficult one to pray, and you need to be really ready when you pray this one. "Search me, O God, you know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way." Excuse me. So, "Search me, O God." Now, you got to be pretty confident, you know, in yourself to go ask God, "Hey, search me." And you want to be bold, or, you know, you want to be bold, but not in a way that you're arrogant. Say, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm not doing anything wrong. But here's a guy that looks at the law. Here's a guy that, you know, that's really trying to do God's will day in and day out. And he wants to be a better person. Many times I ask my boss or ask other people, "What can I do to up my game? What can I do to be a better influence? What I can do to be a better, how I can better serve you? So search me. What is it about me?" In fact, sometimes I even ask my manager, "What is it about me you don't like?" Because they may have something. They may have something I need to have corrected. And so, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." Know my heart, Lord. And of course, God knows our heart, but it's what he reveals to us so we can know our heart. So, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, test me." You know, there's script talking about, it says God doesn't tempt man with evil. And so we don't want to get hung up on words. Like Paul says, don't get hung up on words. But God does try us, not for his benefit, you know, in one sense, but for our benefit. And God does try us, you know, in a way like, you know, he's a potter in their clay. And so he takes a pot, he molds it and puts it in, see if it keeps its shape. It doesn't, then he has to redo it. So in that sense, he does. And of course, God is our teacher. The Holy Spirit is our teacher, leads us all truth. And any teacher who's going to give you a test afterwards, and it's not a test to make you fail, it's a test to see if you got the knowledge that you needed to be able to pass the test. So try me. So here's King David. Go ahead, God, try me. Most people say, "Lord, give me patience, but don't try me on patience." Well, how do you know if you got patience if you don't go through a trial? So try me and know my anxious thoughts. So know me, Lord, my anxious thoughts. Thoughts are anxious, meaning those thoughts are not quite sure or not settled. So there's many things that we're not settled with God. And we want to be settled with God. We don't want to have to worry or be anxious every time that God tells us to do something. God, did you really say? God, did you really mean? You know, back in the garden with Eve. We want our anxious thoughts to be solid. Jesus' thoughts and God were solid. They weren't anxious. "And see if there be any hurtful way in me." Man, we can have a perfect way before God and not realize that we have a sharpness to us. That's why iron sharpens, you know, iron. And sometimes that iron is not just make it sharper for the word of God, but also dull some areas where we don't need to be sharp. I mean, it's easy for me to be sharp with people and not even realize it until I slow down and say, "Search me, O God," and God begins revealing things to me. Jeff, you could have said things a bit better here. You didn't have to be so, you know, sharp. I mean, I can see everything as cancer, so let's just cut that sucker out and not realize it's something that can be washed off the skin. "And see if there be any hurtful way in me." So I don't want to hurt people. I mean, hurt's going to come. People can get hurt. I mean, there is a thing, if you hug somebody and they have a, you know, sunburn, they may blame you for the pain and it's not your fault. But I don't want to, on purpose, hurt somebody, and I don't want to, you know, hurt somebody on accident either. So, Lord, see if there be any hurtful way in me, any way that I need to change, anything that's going to cause me to be a more benefit to somebody, that helps somebody, not hurt them. "And lead me in the everlasting way." Because there is a way that seems right to a man, but then brings destruction. And that's just not talking about eternal life, but that's talking about every day. How many times have you thought of a job or thought of something you wanted to do and thought was a good thing, and it didn't last very long because it wasn't everlasting? When I leave this, I want to do things that are going to be everlasting. I want to do things, there's nothing in this world that I can take with me except for people and my thoughts and, you know, and changes. But I want to make sure that whatever I lay as a foundation for future generations that are everlasting. I want to make sure that whatever I give is everlasting. I want to make sure that all the fruit that I have has seed in it. You know, God says, I give you every seed bearing plant, because without seed, it's not everlasting. Everything that everlasting has to be with seed. And even then, you know, it's, you know, the everlasting life we're talking about here, not everlasting death, because there's everlasting weeds. But one day, what God has not planted, he's going to pluck up. And so I want to make sure whatever I plant is everlasting, that God looks at it and going, yep, I planted that through him. I'm leaving that, and he's not going to pluck it up. So I want him to lead me in an everlasting way. And I believe that you do as well. Thank you.